This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, 12:41 the time. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Chevron. We're rock. You can just feel it, man. Football season is here. I cannot wait to see what the area teams have in store for us. And specifically on this show, we talk a lot of Colorado State Rams. And joining me now, head coach for those Rams, Jay Norvell. Always love getting this guy on the program. Coach, appreciate it, my friend. A couple of days away from game number one. Great to catch up with you.
Yeah, it's that time of year. We couldn't be more excited.
You can just, Coach, there's just something. There's a vibe. And I know it's the last year in the Mountain West, the path to the Pac-12, all of that. Do you feel that? Do you pay attention to that? I mean, I know you pay attention to it. I know you've talked about it a lot. But when it comes to, like, preparation for the games, I mean, you kind of have to keep your focus on Washington. It's hard to think about that outside. But from the fans' perspective, this feels like the biggest season ever for Colorado State football.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and I think there's a lot of excitement. The program's on the move. You know, we're doing some things that haven't been done. You know, the highest attendance of games last year, the biggest number of students at games, 4 sellouts, just things that haven't been done before. You know, we're 10-3 in Canvas the last 2 years. There's a lot of momentum. We're building on that. We brought in a lot of really good players in this recruiting class. And, you know, we only have one returning starter on defense. But I tell you, this may be the most talented defense I've ever had. The players that we brought in are experienced and athletic and fit the profile that we're looking for. I'm so excited about our defensive staff led by Tyson Summers. The coaches that we brought in are so humble and passionate. They've really added to this program, as well as the players. The players are super humble. The players are hungry, and they've connected so well with our current guys. So couldn't be happier about the way that everybody's gelled together. And we're just so excited to start the season.
Coach Jay Norvell joining us on our First Advantage Hotline. Yeah, talk to us about that defense specifically. Obviously, a lot of new names that we're going to get to know pretty quickly. You've discussed this, you know, in your press conferences after practice, things like that, of what you want to see from this Tyson Summers defense, from this Rams defense, is an aggressive style. Guys that are just flat out getting after it, creating those turnovers, flipping the field. Talk to us about, you know, some of those guys that you really expect to kind of lead that impact on the defensive side.
Well, the defense, we have 4 captains from the defense. And, you know, I would say this, you know, Makende Wakalonje and Jaquez Donut Evans, those two guys are the most experienced players. They're both seniors, and they have done a fantastic job of leading us defensively. They're the old-timers. You know, Jacob Ellis is another guy, transfer linebacker from Iowa State, who's also a senior, who's just come in and captivated his teammates and been a tremendous leader for us. And then the 4th captain defensively is Owen Long. And Owen is actually the youngest captain we've ever had. You know, my 9 years as a head coach, we've never had a second-year player become a captain. But Owen is one of those guys with such high character and such respect from his teammates and coaches. I knew that he'd be a captain, and I'm so proud that he's a captain this year. You know, the back end of our defense is filled with several new players. You know, Jahari Rogers from SMU, LaMondre Joe, Elijah Brown, CJ Blocker from Utah are our corners. A.J. Nolan is a young guy at safety, Aiden Hector, Jake Jermilowitz. Those guys are going to hold down the secondary, and I think we've improved. I think we've improved our ability to cover. I think we're playing man-to-man coverage better, and I think we're going to see a lot more pressure from this defense and a lot tighter coverage. So that excites me as a head coach.
Jaquez Evans, you mentioned him being one of the captains too. Donut, I love that, the nickname too. This is a guy's name. How did he get the Donut nickname, Coach? I think I've heard it before, but I want to hear from you.
He was telling me this when he was a little kid going to Pop Warner football. His mom had got him a box of powdered donuts, and she had held on to him, and he was going to football practice, and he had a black T-shirt on. And by the time he got to practice, his T-shirt was full of white sugar. And his coach said, "Donut." He goes, "What is that all over your?" You know, he said, "Jaquez, what is that all over your shirt?" He goes, "Oh, my mama got me some powdered donuts." And the coach tagged him with that donut nickname. And it stuck with him the rest of his life.
Coach, I've been there. Those donuts, delicious but dangerous. They get everywhere, so I feel his pain.
There ain't no doubt. Absolutely.
It just sounds like this guy is the real deal, that he is going to be a special player for this Rams team.
Yeah, well, he was the defensive player of the year at Western Kentucky in the conference. And you know, a lot of people don't know. He's from Dublin, Georgia, and I believe he led the state of Georgia his senior year with 45 touchdowns as a high school running back. And so he's really a talented playmaker. We could play him almost anywhere on the field, special teams. He could play offense if he wanted to, but just a very versatile player and a playmaker and, you know, one of the most dynamic defensive players I've ever had.
Now, without giving any secrets away or game plans, is that a possibility this season? Could we see him lining up on different sides of the football?
Well, that's a possibility. Certainly talented enough. You know, I really love our running backs, or I probably consider that more. We got a lot of talent and depth at running back this year, and those guys are healthy. I'm really excited going into this first game. But he's a guy that you could see him play anywhere on defense, and he'll be all over our special teams as well. And he's just a versatile, talented guy.
Talking about the running backs, Coach, last season around this time, you know, you were really high on this running back crew, and rightfully so. The production speaks for itself. You're feeling the same or maybe a little bit better about this current depth chart at running back?
I think we have more depth and talent at running back, and you know, Jalen Dupree is really kind of, you know, he's edged out the rest of the guys right now just with his consistency. But Lloyd Avant is a transfer from Tulsa. We recruited him out of high school along with Jalen, and those were our top two backs on the board. And we're just so fortunate to get Lloyd to come here as a transfer running back from Tulsa. You know, obviously, Justin Marshall is a guy we've been so high on the last couple of years, and he's healthy now. Then we got Keegan Hollis, who's done a fantastic job as well and continues to improve. And then we got this young back, Javion Kennard, and we call him Chop. And he's like electricity in a bottle. Our guys can't even tag him, let alone tackle him. And so we just have a lot of talent at the running back position. We're trying to find ways to get them more open in the open field in the running game and the pass game. And so it should be exciting to watch this group progress over the year.
Yeah, I'm pumped about it. I got a chance to catch up with Justin Marshall, I think it was last week. And, you know, not that you care about this as much, but what impressed me, his interview style, he's gotten better at this stuff. He's getting a lot more people talking to him because he joked about it. He's like, "Man, I'm trying to practice." I said, "Hey, it's not live or anything, so we could take it out." But he was phenomenal with that. He was really quiet last year in a lot of the end-of-game press conferences.
Yeah. Well, you know, just coming out of Gary, Indiana, he didn't get interviewed very much, but he's a quiet guy by nature, soft spoken, but he's grown and matured like a lot of those guys, and we're expecting big things out of Justin this year.
Head coach Jay Norville. Just a couple more for you, Coach, and we'll let you go. Jackson Warren at tight end. I was so excited to see him last year, and then before the season starts, gets the shoulder injury. I'm really high on this dude, Coach. I love how he spells his name. I love everything about it, and I can't wait to see what do you expect for him, seeing his actual first year with the Rams?
Well, you know, that was one of the things last year. We were really excited going into the season about Torrey and Jackson. You know, we really felt like Jackson could come in after Dallin Hoker and be a similar type player. And when we lost Jackson in training camp and then Torrey got hurt, it really affected our passing game last year. Jackson's back now. He's healthy. He's had a great camp. You know, he's 6'8". He can really run. He's an excellent receiver. He's definitely a weapon. He's going to be fun to watch this year. Him and Braden got great chemistry. And I think Rocky Beers is also another guy that's been really – he's been great in camp and been not only good as a blocker but as a receiver. So we have a talented group. Carlos Anaya is another transfer that's going to be a really good player for us. So – that tight end room is one that really should give us a punch in the passing game as well as the running game. And that's been a real key for us in our offense. When we have a tight end that can be a threat as a receiver, it really opens up our pass offense.
I'm excited about the tight end position. I mean, you got a guy with a nickname of Donut. You got Jackson with two X's in his first name. And you got a guy named Rocky Beers, Coach. I mean, you are a man after my own heart. Every one of these things sounds great to me.
Oh, we love those guys. Yeah, good nicknames matter in football.
Yeah, no question. All right, looking at this this opponent coming up, the Washington Huskies this Saturday. Cannot wait for this opportunity. This is a, you know, last year, what was it, just 2 years ago, this is a team that was in the national championship. Last year was a little interesting for them. Yes. But they got a stud at the running back position in Jonah Coleman. They got some good players over there.
Yeah, Coleman's a talent. He's probably their most talented player on their team. Over 1,000-yard rusher a year ago. They would like to hand the ball off to him, and then they'd like to try to throw it with Williams, their young quarterback. He had two starts at the end of the season last year, and he's a real talent. He's got a strong arm. He's got speed and ability to run, and we're going to have to do a really good job of keeping him in the pocket. And then they got a wide receiver, number 12, Boston, who's kind of their go-to guy. And we're going to have to know where he's at all the time. And so they're a talented group. You know, Jed Fish came from Arizona and trying to develop that program at Washington in a similar manner. So, you know, but the thing about it, when you look at them statistically and you look at us from last year, very even on paper. And so, you know, we're trying to get this group you know, all on the same page about our road mentality and how we want to go on the road and how we want to focus and play. And so this is a great opportunity for the Rams. We're really excited about it. And, you know, seems like we've been waiting 6 years to play this game. I mean, we're very excited to get started Saturday.
And you mentioned it, big test, big opportunity for you guys. I've been talking about this too. Big opportunity for the future of the new conference too, the Pac-12, all these non-conference big tests. Each one of those is an opportunity, a stepping stone, whatever, to really set this conference up for, you know, reaching the potential that it can fully get to.
There's no doubt. And I think all the teams that are moving on from the Mount West to the Pac-12 have all been programs that have shined and played well on the big stage. And, you know, we get our opportunity this week. And so we couldn't be more excited. And that's, you know, we're looking at it as an opportunity, and our kids are looking at it as it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to play in that environment. It's going to be fun to play a team like Washington on national TV. And we really get to show people what we're all about, this 2025 Ram team.
I can't wait, Coach. You know I'm a big fan. Love the opportunity to be able to talk about this team on a daily basis, but especially when we can catch up with you, my friend. And we just wish you the best of luck this weekend.
Thank you so much, brother.
All right, Coach. We'll talk to you soon. That's CSU head football coach Jay Norville. Yeah, this Jonah Coleman, Mike, I don't have to tell you about him, but he's a stud. All right, do we need to take a break? We can break right now. Top of the hour coming up. We got Buy or Sell. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.